Hi, welcome to the Becoming Clairvoyant podcast. Here, we discuss the transition to the fifth density and the path to living in our most abundant, loving, peaceful selves. What is going on, everybody? Happy New Year. And here's to a year full of growth, transformation, release, laughter, love, all those good things. Now, the Gregorian New Year is very interesting because, you know, I tend to follow the lunar calendar and the moon. And energetically, the Gregorian calendar doesn't always line up with, you know, astrological, spiritual calendars. However, there is something to be said for collective energy and where collective energy's awareness is pointed, right? So on New Year's Eve, on New Year's Day, basically, the entire collective of the planet is in this transitionary mindset. And it's a really powerful time because when that much of the collective's awareness is pointed in one direction, it creates a ripple effect through the collective consciousness and the collective energy. So even though it's not, you know, it's the Gregorian New Year, it's still an extremely powerful portal because of where the collective awareness is pointed. So here's to reflecting on 2023. For me, 2023 was a year of transition. I went on some crazy inner journeys, some initiations. I did my 21 day in the middle of the woods, no Wi-Fi, no connection, cabin retreat. I moved from Los Angeles to Denver. Lots of transition. I feel that 2023 for me was a year of closing chapters. I almost feel like a book that's closed and a new book entirely is opening, right? You know, I'm 24 right now. I turned 25 at the end of January. And the last 7 years or so, the last 7 or 8 years or so, I can see very clearly as a cycle. This cycle of self-destruction and self-harm, not like actually hurting myself, but, you know, I'm blanking on the word, but self-indulgence and lots of really high peaks and lots of really low valleys. And that was so beautiful because, you know, those low valleys is where our shadows are, right, guys? You can't access a lot of your shadow unless you go and meet yourself there. You need to wade through the fear and wade through the guilt and the shame and wade through those murky waters of all your karmic memory from your childhood and all that gook. That's where the good stuff is. And that's what, you know, the last 7 years in 2023 especially was a big shift for me energetically. You know, I was, you know, following this, I call it my inner child archetype, where, you know, I had all those self-destructive habits and I was in this negative feedback loop of, you know, I would have all these goals and all these things and I would keep on it and do it for 20, 30 days. And then, you know, I would fall off and fall off hard. And then I would get up and do it again. And then I would fall off hard, you know, but all those times, like I said before, that I fell off, I was able to discover something new when I was down there. Now, in the last 6 months since my cabin retreat, I have slowly shifted the dial towards a new archetype. And this is what I offer to you. How can you shift your archetype in 2024? You know, a good journaling exercise is to write down your 2023 archetype. Who were you in 2023? What did you do? What were your beliefs? What were your habits? What were your relationships? What were the positives? What were the negatives? Look at this in terms of duality, but from your third eye, right? So we're no judgment. You're not judging what you did. You're not saying, oh, I'm a shitty person because I did this, or oh, I'm awesome because I did this, right? You're looking at it from that third eye awareness perspective. You can see both sides of duality, and they just are. What was your archetype in 2023? Now, 2024, the beautiful thing is you can build a new archetype. And, you know, this is something that I got lost in a little bit. I would build these archetypes. I would journal forever and like write down the most amazing version of me and all the things I did and all the habits and all these incredible things. And then I would expect to be able to wake up the next day and just snap into that reality. Is that possible? Yes. Is it difficult? Yes. What is more likely is that each day you go and you get 1% closer to that version of you that you wrote in that journal. So that in 3 months or halfway through 2024, you wake up and you go, oh, I'm actually that version of me now, right? And vibrationally tune into that version of you every day. So let's talk about it. Your 2024 archetype. What are your goals for the year? Now, let's first talk not physical goals, because most people, when they're like, my goals for the year, they're like, I'm going to lose 30 pounds or I'm going to make $100,000 this year. Physical, tangible, 3D goals, which are great. There's nothing wrong with them, but let's start with energetic goals. What are your energetic goals for this year? How do you want to show up in the world? How do you want to vibrate? How do you want to resonate so that you attract into your reality the most amazing, abundant, beautiful people and experiences? And how can you put in the work to get closer to that energetic frequency to attract those things to you? So what are some basic tools that you can have in your tool belt for 2024? The five basic tools I like to use that always work. These are just frequency raisers, and there's no other way around it. So maybe you do all of them. Maybe you do none of them. Maybe you do some of them a little bit and some of them a lot. But how can you balance these and put them all? You see, our physical realities, our 3D reality, is just a video game. And these five little techniques are things to make your video game character or you increase in stamina and light and magnetism and all those great things. So these things are, and a lot of these are gonna go, oh, I've heard these a million times. But you may have heard them a million times for a reason, because they work. So meditation, cold therapy, fitness, exercise, reading fiction to expand your creativity in your mind, and reading beautiful nonfiction to learn and grow. And finally, your nutrition. This year, I've been so focused on my gut, my biome, and man, it's made a world of difference in my sleep, in my mood, in my fitness, in my, you know, like after I go for a run, the next day waking up, how sore I am. Your gut is first of all, it's where 90% of your serotonin secretes from, so important to have good gut health. But anyways, I know this was a rant. I'm just happy to be back, and I've been through such a transitionary period in the last 6 months. Moving into Denver, I'm finally really settled in here, and I'm excited to start sharing with you all again, and I've really found my root, and I've been missing that grounded root, you know, I think for a couple of years now, and I'm ready for my masculine frame to take over, not take over, but balance out and form this structure where I'm able to consistently give you guys content, and I have big plans. I'm going to upload 2 podcast episodes a week, and I'm going to start a YouTube channel, which I'm really excited about. And yeah, you're all so beautiful, and the new earth is coming, and that's a lie. The new earth is already here, and the frequencies are already here, and you can access them right now. Right now. You are abundant. The new earth is abundant. You are. We are. We're all just fractals of this amazing source experiencing itself, and that's you. That's me. I am you. You are me. I am the tree. The tree is you. The tree is me. We are all one. We are all unified. We are all source. And source's natural movement through this 3D reality, through all realities, is love and bliss and play and fun and laughter. This is the year of fun. This is the year of fun and laughter, in tandem with order, productivity, and structure. That is the balance between the masculine and the feminine. Structure, order, consistency, productivity, married with playfulness and fun and laughter and reflection. You're all so beautiful. I love you. I love you so much. Here's to an amazing year. I hope you had an incredible new year. Until next time, peace out.